getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we go once again, time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, yep, as we do every week. All kinds of great old-time records in the lineup for today. Think of it kind of like an old-time polka jukebox, except you have me yakking in between each and every record. That would be kind of a good way to look at it, huh? Plenty of records to get into the show today. Of course, a program brought to you by MelodiesMusicLessons.com. We'll tell you about that later on. What the heck? Instead of me just jibber-jabbering for a while, let's just get right into the music this week, shall we? Here are the Pala Brothers and the Don't Fall in Love Polka.
Fall in love, my friend, you'll see it doesn't pay. It only causes broken hearts, it happens every day. You'll wonder where she is at night, you'll wonder if she's true. One moment you'll be happy and the next you'll be so blue. It starts, you don't know why you worry night and day. You see, my friend, you're losing her, it really doesn't pay. So when I say don't fall in love, you'll cry before you're through. Take heed, my friend, I ought to know I fell in love with you. Never play the game of love, the odds are very slim. If loving you's the best I do, I know I'll never win. I can't have sometimes love, so I won't run your kind of race. The more I try, the more I find I'm only second place.
The Pala Brothers there, the Don't Fall in Love Polka, here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, back for another week of great old-time music. And if you're a regular listener, you realize that this is now our first program of our second year of the existence of the show. Yeah, we made it past the one-year mark. And isn't there some saying that after you get past the first year, the rest of it's a piece of cake, right? I don't know about that. We'll find out. Still a lot of records to play before we start doing a lot of repeaters around here. So I like the way that's going. Let's go with Lawrence Dukow now and his Red Raven Orchestra out of Potter, Wisconsin. You know what happens when you get old? The printing on some of these record labels seems to get littler and littler. That's Potter, Wisconsin. I'm going to have to keep a magnifying glass in here. Wait a minute. There is a magnifying glass in here. Hang on a second. Let me get this from over here on the other counter. There, now. Oh, this is big time. I can confirm that it is indeed Potter, Wisconsin. Potter Records. Here's Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra with the Swedish Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour.
Thank you.
There we go. Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra. That's the Swedish Polka. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show, brought to you by MelaniesMusicLessons.com, which is where you want to be heading on the interwebs if you would like to learn to play the accordion, the piano, the electronic keyboard, maybe study a little music theory. There is your opportunity to do that right there. Melanie has more than 30 years of experience in teaching music lessons. So you're going to get a high-quality music lesson, and the cool thing is she does it on the internet via Skype. So she comes, like, into your home electronically. It's like magic, and you don't have to clean the living room because you have company coming over, and you don't have to go to her place. It's a live, interactive lesson. It's not like watching an instructional video or anything like that. You can check it out, get all the information at MelaniesMusicLessons.com, and find out how fun and exciting it can be to be the star of the show. And, of course, first lesson, absolutely free. There is no obligation. So you can try it out, see how it works for you. Find out more at MelaniesMusicLessons.com. Okay? Let's move on to the tunes. I know we always try to fit at least one waltz into every show. We may have more than one waltz today. So waltzers, you can get excited about that simply because I was lining up records for the show here, and I stumbled upon several waltzes, and I thought, well, we'll just play them. They're perfectly good. I mean, they're not polkas by any means, but here's the Ivan Kale Band anyway. They're from Minnesota, as that's where this show comes from, too, by the way, from Norwood, Minnesota. Here's the Ivan Kale Band. This is the Blossom Waltz.
Thank you.
Ivan Cale Band there, the Blossom Waltz on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I have a feeling there's going to be at least another waltz before we get through the program today. Great old record coming up here from JJ Records. That's Lil Wally's record company, you know. I mean, like, it was his record company, not only the one he recorded for. I have Johnny Hesney and his music makers here. What's cool about this record is it's bright, translucent, golden color. And that's something that people today don't get to appreciate when you buy CDs. They're all silver, or maybe gold, but the problem with a CD is you have to have that reflective coating on the one side to bounce back the little laser beams in there so that they'll play, where records could be clear, see-through, in multi-colors. In fact, you may remember RCA RCA are the people who brought us the 45 RPM record originally, by the way, in case you didn't know that. Read about the Battle of the Speeds sometime. It's an interesting story. But anyway, they used to actually make the records originally in different colors, meaning different things. So if you picked up a yellow record, you knew it was a children's record. And if you picked up a blue record, you knew it was going to be a jazz record. If you picked up a red record, you knew it was a classical record. And on down the line, I may even have some of those colors right. They didn't do that for very many years, but when 45s first came out, when RCA first had them, they came in colors, and the different colors meant different kinds of music. So you could identify things in your record collection with just a glance. And I don't think Lil Wally used the same system, because I have no idea. But I know in RCA land, yellow records were children's records. And this is the Ohio Polka. And I don't know that it's a children's record, although kids polka quite nicely. They have all that darn energy. Here's Johnny Hesney and his music makers, though. This is the Ohio Polka. Ohio Polka, Johnny Hesney and his music makers. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Want to remind you, of course, you can always reach the Oompa Hour by utilizing various means of electronic communication, such as email. You can email oompahour@mail.com. If you have a song you'd like to request, or a band, or a question about a song, or a dedication, or whatever you might have, feel free to drop us an email, just oompahour@mail.com. It's all one word, all smashed together, no spaces, no capital letters, oompahour@mail.com. We'd love to get your emails. And we're on Facebook now, too. That's just facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. And you can certainly get a message to us there. In fact, I have a picture I need to upload to Facebook here. It'll be there by the time you hear this, I hope. As we go through the show, The records wind up in piles, you see. I have piles of upcoming records, piles of records that need to be cleaned before I can play them, piles of records that it's like, I better listen to this one before I play it because I don't remember what it is or it seems a little excessively weird or something, you know? And then I have the pile of done records, where after a show is done, the records go in the done pile, so I don't start repeating a song. You know, soon. You don't want to play a song this week that I played 3 weeks ago. So the records go in the done pile. And sometimes I go back to the very beginning of the done pile from a year ago and grab a few records. But generally, I took a picture of the done pile of just the 45s. So you could see how many 45 RPM records we played on the show during its first year here. So take a look at the Facebook page and see the pile of done records from the first year. It's kind of scary. All right, back to the music. Here's the Heidley Deidley Polka, Al Soika and his orchestra.
Diddly, a mużyka śnie, bo przydej mużycze, bractwo ganie się. Czy to szczypcze, czy harmonia, czy to gramofon jest, niech mużyka gra, bo wesoło jest. Bawią się wesoło u Marcina brata, choć za flaszkę wódki $5 płaczą. Czy to chrzciny, czy wesele, czy zabawa jest, każdy się zabawi, bo wesoło jest. A muzyka hydli dydli, a muzyka śnie, bo przy tym muzyce bractwo ganie się. Czy to skrzypcze, czy harmonia, czy to gramofon jest, niech muzyka gra, bo wesoło jest. Hey! Byli ja u Marcina, choinka buźka, na stole kiełbasa, a pod stołem wódka. Czy to chrzciny, czy wesele, czy zabawa jest, niech się każdy bawi, bo wesoło jest. A muzyka hydli dydli, a muzyka śnie, bo przy tej muzyce bractwo ganie się. Czy to skrzypcze, czy harmonia, czy to gramofon jest, niech muzyka gra, bo wesoło jest. Ej!
No, I had no idea what he's saying either, but it's the Hiddly Diddly Polka. There's Al Soika and his orchestra here at Doom Zoompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Just spinning our way through all these old-time records today, and I have Cousin Fuzzy and the Doughboys up next. They hail from Greenway, Wisconsin, I know, because it says Green Bay, Wisconsin right here on the record. In fact, they actually have a list of all the guys in the band printed right here in itty-bitty letters in the record. You know, I found this magnifying glass earlier. Shall we see what we can see here? We have Earl McNellis, also known as Cousin Fuzzy on trumpet, Clarence Forsland on guitar, Agnes Bentz on accordion, Wally McDonald on trumpet, and Ralph Hydale on the string bass. That's all printed right on the label of this 45, if you can imagine that. I told you we'd have more than one waltz in the show. Here's Cousin Fuzzy and the Doughboys and the Honeymoon Waltz. Thank you. Cousin Fuzzy and the Doughboys. There's the Honeymoon Waltz. Here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. See, that's an extra waltz already this week. There may be another one lurking in the record pile. So, waltz fans, stand by and we'll see what we can do for you. Let's just move on to another polka here. Marv Herzog and the band. Here's the Red Wing Polka. Marv Herzog, Red Wing Polka. Everybody knows that one here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. I was just looking at one of these records here. I was telling about RCA Records and all that, and that Cousin Fuzzy record we played earlier is actually in an RCA Victor record paper sleeve. It has valuable record care tips on it. That's another thing nobody gets to see or read these days. You don't see anything with your CD players about always having a new needle in there and keeping things careful. It says right here that these 45 RPM records are non-breakable, but handle with care, it says. I've seen broken ones. I know it can happen. Easy handling. Fingers grip the center hole and the outer edge. Protects the playing surface. No damage through scratching or scuffing. See, you love this stuff, man. And stack and play up to 10 records continuously. Remove and return to envelopes for storage. I love it. Can't do that today. That was big. That was one of the advantages of our 45s compared to the LPs back when the 45s were coming out there in the late 40s. Is RCA used to say, you can take 10 records. I think he used to be able to do more. I want to say up to 16. And stack them up on the player in whatever order you wanted and with a mix of artists, which was an advantage over Columbia, who had introduced the LP record, because you had to play the songs in the order that they were. You couldn't mix them up, and you couldn't mix up the artists. So the 45s had far more flexibility. So I don't know, but we're playing all 45s today, in case you're wondering. I have the Langner Sisters up next, teamed up with Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones. Here they are with the Are You Mine Polka.
Yes, I am.
All the time.
Yes, I am.
Mine alone.
Yes, sirree.
My baby, oh.
Yes, sirree. No one you will ever do. I'll be yours and I'll be true. Don't worry, dear. Have no fear, 'cause I am yours. No one you will ever do. I'll be yours and I'll be true. Don't worry, dear. Have no fear, 'cause I am yours.
Yeah.
sure? Will you whisper I love you and make all my dreams come true? Will you honor and obey and promise not to stray? Tell me, darling, are you mine and only mine? Are you mine?
Yes, I am.
All the time?
Yes, I am.
Mine alone?
Yes, sirree.
My very own?
Yes, sirree. No one thing you will ever do, I'll be yours. And I'll be true, no worry, dear. Have no fear, cause I'm yours. No one thing you will ever do, I'll be yours. And I'll be true, no worry, dear. Have no fear, cause I'm yours.
Wagner Sisters teamed up with Eddie Blazancik's Versatones for that one, and the Are You Mine Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, and wow, over halfway through another show already. How time flies when you're watching the little records go around on the turntable, huh? Let's just keep rolling here. We have Eddie Blotnick now, along with Mary Kaspersky, along with Eddie Blotnick's Polka Pals. Here's I Can't Stop Doing the Polka!
I met a girl with dancing feet. She stole my heart away. She loved the polka, loved the beatin'. This I heard her say.
I can't stop doing the polka. Can't stop doing the polka. Won't you come and dance with me? Won't you start doing the polka? You can't stop doing the polka. Just take me in your arms and see.
Oh, the polka starts with a one and two. Two to the left and I love you. Then to the right with three and four. I'll be yours forevermore.
Eddie Blotnick in the gang there. His polka pals actually can't stop doing the polka. Here at Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show, bringing you all these great, they're oldies. That's why it's old-time oldies. Every song we play on this show comes off a phonograph record. Might be a 33, might be a 45, might be a 78. Every now and then, we might slip in one off of a reel-to-reel tape. I know somewhere in the attic, I have some demos that were maybe not even made into records that we'll get to eventually here in the show. So we got a lot of stuff coming. I didn't see us doing this for years and years. So let's go right to Roman Rezac at his orchestra now. Here's the, I told you we had extra waltzes this week. Here's the Accordion Man Waltz.
Českou muziku, co si měl rád, dneska jen málo kdy uslyší hrát. Za to však saxofon a samý jazz, ta naše písnička pryč už je dnes. Že bylo milejší za dávných let, bývalo docela jinačí svět. Než se vše změnilo i česká krev, jiný je muzika, jiný je zpěv. Kdo by si nespomněl, jak mýval rád, písničky, který dnes neslyší hrát. Jednou si každý však pamatuje, od srdce rád.
станції занотує. На нашем старем боже, у дічки гармоніка, гравав нам піснічки, же аж нам сльозички потучкем текли на твар. Гравав нам піснічки, же аж нам сльозички потучкем текли на твар.
Accordion Man Waltz. It's Roman Rizak and his orchestra here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old time oldie show. Now, this next record, every time, and I mean for years, every time this record comes around in the record collection, ever since I've had this record, and I've had this record a long time, I always play the opposite side of the side we're going to play today. I have Dick Rogers and his TV recording orchestra. And one side of the record is Good Old Mountain Dew. And I always play that because it's a good song. And they sing. And I like songs with singing. And I always, you know, when this record comes around, I always put it on with the Good Old Mountain Dew side on it. The weird thing is, now the record I have is a promo record. Back in the day, record companies used to actually send records to radio stations free, encouraging the radio stations to play them. Hence, the record would be heard by the public. The public would go buy the record, and they would have a big hit. They don't really do that anymore. Now they want to screw the radio guys bad. But that's a story for another day when we have a lot of time. But anyway, so this is an old promo record. And the side that I never play was actually crossed out by magic marker with somebody long before I got my mitts on this record. But there's a sticker at it on the label from the record company, and it says, after looking at the other side, please play this side. Thank you, the Champion Music Corp. And that's the publishing company of the record, actually. And so I always play the wrong side because I like that Good Old Mountain Dew song better. Just because, well, it's about Good Old Mountain Dew and it's got singing in it. And the side they wanted us to play, which I don't think I've probably played in 40 years, is Max's Polka. So let's give it a spin, shall we? The side they've been meaning for me to play since they made this record 45 years ago. Here's Dick Rogers and his TV recording orchestra and Max's Polka.
Thank you.
See, I still like The Other Side better, even though the label from the record company says we should play this side. That's the side they wanted to have some radio success, not that good old Mountain Dew song that was on the other side. You know what? Let's just play the other side, huh? We have the power to do that here on the Oompa Hour. We don't have any stinking rules, for Pete's sake. Here's the other side of the record. The side the record company was encouraging disc jockeys to not play. They wanted you to play Max's Polka, not that good old Mountain Dew. This is what they would call this back in the 60s on the radio, and now a back-to-back spin or something like that, or a double shot of Dick Rogers and his orchestra. They would do that back in the 60s. Anyway, let's play that good old Mountain Dew.
Well, down the road from me, there's an old hollow tree where you lay down a dollar or two. You run around the bend, then you come back again. There's a jug full of good old Mountain Dew.
Well, they call it that old Mountain Dew, Dew, Dew. And then that refuse it our few. Well, they shut up my mug, if you fill up my jug full of good old Mountain Dew.
Well, our cousin Mark, he sawed off and short, now he measures about 4'2". But he thinks he's a giant when you give him a pint of that good old Mountain Dew.
Well, they call it that old Mountain Dew, Dew, Dew. And then that refuse it our few. Well, they shut up my mug if you fill up my jug full of good old Mountain Dew.
Still on the hill where he runs off a gallon or two. Them buzzards in the sky get so dizzy they can't fly from smelling that good old Mountain Dew.
Well, they call it that old Mountain Dew, Dew, Dew. And in that refuse it our few. Well, shut up my mug if you fill up my jug.
And his old Ford so high, said old Merlin was down with the flu. We thought that we ought just to give him a snort of that good old Mountain Dew.
Well, they call it that old Mountain Dew, Dew, Dew. And then that refuse it our few. Well, they shut up.
Dick Rogers and his TV recording orchestra there, as we used to say in the olden days, a double play, a double whammy, both sides, two-sided hits, incredible record. Anyway, there they are. We heard Max's Polka, the side the record company wanted the radio people to play, and that good old Mountain Dew on the other side, the side I always wanted to play. So there you go. Let's just keep it rolling here. The Harmony Bells Orchestra are up next. This is another oldie but a goodie. Goes back to 1946. Here's the Beer Barrel Polka.
Thank you. run. Sing, ho, ferraro. Bring out a song of the cheer. Now's the time to roll the barrel for the gang's all here.
Yo, that is the Beer Barrel Polka by the Harmony Bells Orchestra here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. That one had originally been released on a 78, and Dana Records put it out again on a 45. So there you go. They had a great oldies series. They had taken a lot of the records that they had put out back in the 40s and reissued them on 45s. A lot more durable, and you can carry a lot more of them around, I'm telling you. All right, we're going to get a couple more songs into the show today. Another waltz, maybe? Well, not yet. We'll see if another one fits in here today or not, but right now, here's the New Brass and the Strawberries Raspberries Polka.
Pleasure that it was, I never had that kind. It brought new life to me, some joy and gratitude. I shared my joy with friends and changed my attitude. Allez, frais, allez, frais, du bon déjeuner bu. Montrez-moi toute la joie que vous avez trouvée. Oh, the strawberries, raspberries, good wine that I drank. There are friends gathered round that often I do thank. I asked her for a dance, she accepted gracefully. All night we had that joy and rested for a time. And then she asked of me to drink that fruit of vine. Oh, les fraises, les fraises, du bon vin j'en ai bu. Montrez-moi toute la joie que vous avez trouvée. Ah, les fraises, les fraises, du bon vin j'en ai bu. Montrez-moi toute la joie que vous avez trouvée. Strawberries, raspberries, good wine that I drank. There are friends gathered round that often I do thank. Oh, the strawberries, raspberries, good wine that I drank. There are friends gathered round that often I do thank. Oh, the strawberries, raspberries, good wine that I drank. There are friends gathered round that often I do thank. Oh, the strawberries, raspberries, good wine that I drank. There are friends gathered round.
It's the New Brass and the Strawberries Raspberries Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. I don't think we're going to get another waltz in here this week. Maybe. I make no promises at this point. A couple more tunes for sure, though, in the show this week. Want to mention MelodiesMusicLessons.com once again, because if you would like to learn to play the accordion, the keyboard, electronic keyboard, you know, or the piano, Melody can help you out. You can take your first lesson for free, and that is a price even a cheapskate like me kind of likes, because then it gives you a chance to try it out, find out if it's your thing. You know, you don't have to make an investment except for a little bit of time to see how it goes for you. Now, Melanie does her music lessons via Skype online. It's a pretty cool thing because you don't have to travel to a lesson. She doesn't have to come to you, but it's a live interactive lesson, a video lesson on your computer or your smartphone or your tablet or what have you. If you have internet access, you could be taking a music lesson. Now, she also teaches, by the way, music theory. So if you want to learn that, you can do that too. It's very cool. You can find out all the information at melaniesmusiclessons.com. Pretty easy to find. So check it out. Maybe one day we'll be playing your music here on the Oompa Hour, provided that you make a record and it's 30 years from now. Anyway, check it out, melaniesmusiclessons.com. Let's go with Johnny Bamba and the orchestra. Here's the One More Kiss Polka.
One little kiss, baby, one you won't miss, honey, hold me like this, closer, one kiss.
Oh, that is the One More Kiss Polka, Johnny Bamba and the orchestra here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And no, I do not have another waltz to sneak in here today. I thought maybe I did, but I think if we don't dilly-dally here, I can slip in this last polka before we have to put the wraps on the show for today. Here are the Ample Airs and the Butcher's Polka.
Thank you.
you go with the Ample Airs there and the Butcher's Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, and by gosh, looking at the old clock on the wall here, I see that the big hand is on the 1, the little hand is on the 14. This clearly means it's time to get a new clock. But anyway, that's going to do it for the show. I love it. I can just keep using these same old ridiculous jokes, you know. Oh, back to do it in another week, though, so hang around. There's plenty more great old-time music to come.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim's Oompa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by MelodiesMusicLessons.com. We'll be back to start all over again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.